Looking over the dairy industry and getting an update firsthand. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. Krista Harden is the president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. She's fresh back from a trip from Asia.
Yeah, happy to, Keith. Just literally a day I'm back in the state from Hong Kong, Malaysia, and the Philippines. I was traveling with Becky Nyman, the chair of USDEC. She's a farmer from California. And we were really out there talking about the great products we have, wanting to increase our export. The Philippines, to some, you know, surprise of some, is our sixth largest market for U.S. dairy products. They love our cheese and other products. So it was great to be with customers there. We met with our government, USDA, as well as their government officials, talking about how we grow, you know, the pot there and continuing to export. Malaysia is a big market for us for our ingredient. They do a lot of processing in Malaysia. It's a very sophisticated market.
I guess I wouldn't have put that together.
They take our ingredients, put them in different final products, and send them around the world. And the final stop, Keith, was in Hong Kong, which we joined the USDA Foreign Ag Services trade mission. So it was more of a formalized effort with other ag interests, meeting with the Hong Kong buyers and suppliers there, which was great as well. So we saw product in, you know, in the marketplace. We talked to importers and customers and governments. Very successful, almost 2 weeks on the road. It's a long way from home, but it was all good.
Yeah, so welcome back home. And there is a lot of things going on. Of course, you and I chatted just roughly about the trade tariffs, what's going on there. But we do have to look at the possibilities of opening up more trade deals, just like you're doing here.
Oh, yes, definitely. We hope we can take advantage of these opportunities to sit down with current customers and maybe make things a little bit better.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wenberg.